站着低头来祷告。
Let's remain standing and bow our heads and pray in silence.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ we pray.
主啊，你来到人世间要把恩典跟真理赐给我们。
Lord, you came to this world to give us grace and truth.
虽然我们在地上劳苦愁烦。
Although in this world we face many toils and sorrow.
但是你应许给我们有平安跟喜乐。
But you have promised to give us peace and joy.
你应许让我们在里面喜乐可以满足。
You promise that in you our joy may be complete.
主啊，让我们在很多的困难苦难当中，因着你的喜乐，我们就得到力量。
Lord, may you please help us that through many troubles that in you we may receive strength.
使我们能够过完我们一生的日子，非常的平安，非常喜乐。
So that we may peacefully and joyfully live throughout our lives.
主啊，你能够行各样的神迹。
Lord, you are able to perform all kinds of miracles.
让我们在生活当中充满着丰满的平安喜乐，这就是你要给我们的恩典。
And the blessings of grace and joy in our life is the blessing that you want to give us.
求你让每一位慕道朋友能够体会到在你里面的丰盛。
May you allow all our friends to be able to experience the complete joy in you.
愿荣耀颂赞归你的名。
May all honor, glory, and praises be unto your holy name.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们要先请Irvine 的唱诗班来献诗。
We'll first invite the Irvine Children's Choir to come and present a few hymns.
Mark 16 章。
Let's first turn to Mark chapter 16.
Mark 16 章。
Mark chapter 16.
Mark 16章15节到18节，请读。
Mark chapter 16 verses 15 to 18. 15. And he said to them, Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. 16. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. 17. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. 18. They will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover.
主耶稣在2000年前从地上升到天上。
2,000 years ago, Jesus ascended to heaven from earth.
在升天之前，他吩咐门徒。
Before he ascended to heaven, he instructed the disciples.
说要往普天下去传福音给万民听。
To go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
这个普天下就是世界每一个角落，万民就是每一个不同的人种族。
And all the world means every corner of the world, and every creature means all types of people.
那这个福音呢，就是有福气的好消息。
And this gospel is the good tidings or the good news.
那到底福音带给我们什么好处？
And what sort of benefits does the gospel bring us?
如果我们从十六节读到十七节，就看得很清楚。
If we read from verses 16 and 18, we see very clearly.
信而受洗，必然得救。
He who believes and is baptized will be saved.
所以这个有福气的好消息，第一个福气就是可以得救。
So the good gospel, the good news, the first benefit it brings us is that we can be saved.
那得救是什么？
And what does it mean to be saved?
我们来看使徒行传二十六章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 26.
使徒行传二十六章。
Acts chapter 26.
十八节。
Verse 18. Verse 18, to open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me.
这个得救是在灵界里面发生的。
And so salvation happens in the spiritual realm.
所以要借着圣经里面的福音，我们才能够认识得救的重要。
And only through the gospel and the Bible will we be able to understand the importance of salvation.
这个叫眼睛得开。
And this is called opening our eyes.
我们肉眼看我们自己的生活好像没有问题。
And with our physical eyes, we see our lives, and it seems that there is no problem.
但是当我们的灵眼打开了，我们发现我们的人生问题很大。
But when our spiritual eyes are open, we realize that we face a very great problem.
得救就是从黑暗归向光明。
To be saved is to go from darkness into light.
黑暗就是死亡。
And darkness is death.
光明就是永生。
And light is eternal life.
得救才有永生的盼望。
And only when we are saved will we be able to have the hope of eternal life.
不然我们都活在死亡的阴影之下。
Otherwise, we live in the shadow of death.
那第二个，得救就是归到神的权下。
And second, to be saved is to be under the power of God.
就是移民到爱子的国度，神的国里面。
And that is to immigrate into the kingdom of the Son of God.
那没有得救就在魔鬼的控制之下。
And if we are not saved, we are under the power and dominion of Satan.
那得救就是罪得赦免。
And to be saved is to receive the forgiveness of sins.
使我们良心平安。
So that our conscience may be at peace.
跟神的关系正常。
And our relationship with God may be normalized.
如果没有得救，就是我们跟神隔绝。
And if we do not If we are not saved, then we are separated from God.
父亲跟孩子的关系被罪切断。
The relationship between father and son have been severed by sin.
得救就是在天上有产业。
And to be saved is to have an inheritance in heaven.
那没有得救，我们的盼望都在地上。
And if we are not saved, then our hope is only in this earth.
所以信耶稣第一个恩典就是得救。
And so the first blessing of receiving the gospel is to be saved.
这是在灵界里面发生的。
And this happens in the spiritual realm.
这是最大的恩典。
This is the greatest grace.
永远不会失去的。
And this is something that you will never lose.
但是我们还活着的时候，还有另外一些恩典。
But while we live, we still receive some other blessings.
我们看回来看马可十六章。
Let's turn back to Mark chapter 16.
十七节。
Verse
17. 信的人必有神迹随着他们。
And these signs will follow those who believe.
什么是神迹？
And what are signs?
人做不到，靠着神的能力做出来的，就是神迹。
What man cannot do, but is able to accomplish through relying on God. This is the sign.
那神迹也是神的能力所留下来的痕迹。
And signs are also the marks that the Lord has left.
比方说 人去打猎，他只要看到很多狮子的脚印，他就知道刚刚有狮子从这里走过去。
For example, if a person goes out and hunts and sees the footprints of lions, he knows that a lion has passed by before.
没有看到狮子，看到脚印就知道有狮子，而且他就在附近。
And even though he did not see the lion itself, but he saw the footprints, and therefore he knows that the lion exists.
神是一个灵，所以没有办法拿出来给大家看。
God is spirit, so we cannot take him out to show to everyone.
所以相信很困难。
So it's very hard to believe.
但是神留下来的痕迹却是很确实的。
But the marks that the Lord has given us is very true and real.
这里有提到好几种的神迹。
And here it records many different signs.
奉我的名赶鬼。
In my name they will cast out demons.
确实有鬼。
And certainly there are demons.
赶鬼就是要靠神的能力。
And to cast out demons, we must rely on the power of God.
这个在教会里面常常可以看到。
And this is something we often see in the church.
有时候人没路可走的时候。
Sometimes when a person is at the end of a road.
好像你开车开到一个死巷，又没有办法倒退。
It's like if when you drive and you are at a dead end, but you cannot reverse.
还有一条路就是往上看。
There is still one road that is you look up.
那个上就是天上的神。
And when you look up, that is God in heaven.
仰望神，祈求神，交托神。
To fix your eyes on God and to rely on Him and to ask Him for help.
说有一些人被鬼附着，无路可走，到最后就来教会。
And so when a person has demons, sometimes they do not have any way to go, and then they come to the church.
而且鬼把他赶，奉耶稣的名，鬼赶出去。
And in the name of Jesus, we cast out these demons.
这是神迹啊。
And this is a sign and a miracle.
接下去是说新方言。
And then it says they will speak with new tongues.
就是得圣灵。
And that is to receive the Holy Spirit.
我们最后要祷告，我看很多人都会体会到圣灵。
And in the end, we will pray together and we'll see that many people have received the Holy Spirit.
这是神迹。
And this is a miracle and a sign.
证明神在我们当中。
To prove that the Lord is among us.
而且神就住在我们里面。
And the Lord lives within us.
是神留下来的痕迹。
And this is a mark that the Lord Jesus has left within us.
十八节开始。
And starting from verse 18.
手拿蛇和什么毒物也不受害，这是指的意外。
They will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, this is accidental.
就是说，你没有办法防守的，防备的事情发生了，神会保守。
And so things that happen accidentally, the Lord will help and guide us.
那手按病人，病人就好了。
And when you lay hands on the sick, they will recover.
所以在教会里面呢，医病赶鬼的神迹啊，非常的多。
And so in the church, we see many signs of. Of healing the sick.
所以我们看拜这个看不见的神，在我们看得见这个世界里面，就可以体会到神很多很有能力的作为。
And we worship the God who we cannot see, but we see His works in this world.
那有的人看一看说，我没有被鬼附着，我也没有喝到毒物，我也没有生病，我不需要耶稣啊。
And some people may say that I do not have any demon, or I do not drink anything deadly, or I'm not sick. I don't need the Lord Jesus.
今天我们来看主耶稣变的另外一个神迹。
And today we will look at another miracle that the Lord Jesus performed.
为什么我们需要主耶稣？
Why is it that we need the Lord Jesus?
一个有主耶稣的人跟没有主耶稣的人到底差在哪里？
What is the difference between a person who believes in the Lord Jesus and one who does not?
那如果没有差，就不一定要信耶稣了。
And if there is no difference, then we do not necessarily have to believe in Jesus.
如果差一点点，也不一定要信耶稣啊。
And if there is only a slight difference, then we don't necessarily need to believe either.
如果差很多，就值得我们信了。
But if there is a vast difference, then this is worthy for us to believe.
约翰福音的第二章记载主耶稣行的第一件神迹。
John chapter 2 records the first miracle that the Lord Jesus performed.
11节说这是耶稣所行的头一件神迹。
Verse 11 says, this beginning of signs Jesus did.
那这个头一件神迹也不是我们刚刚所念的医病赶鬼死人复活。
And this beginning of signs isn't what we read before about casting out demons or healing the sick.
这个第一件神迹是在一个娶亲的筵席里面发生的。
This first sign happened at a wedding.
那我们就看如果这个婚宴没有主耶稣在那里，会有什么不同？
And let us look if the Lord Jesus was not at this wedding, what difference would it have made?
我们先看第二章的第一节。
Let's look at chapter 2, verse 1. Verse 1. On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there.
第二节。
Verse 2, now both Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding.
说这个婚宴婚宴就是一个新郎跟新娘要结婚的一天。
And a wedding is when a bride and groom are going to get married.
这是他们家庭生活的开始。
This is the beginning of their family life.
每一个人都希望有很美满的婚姻，那这是幸福家庭的一个基础。
And everyone wishes to have a blissful family, for this is the foundation of a happy family.
所以很多人在要结婚的时候就想要怎么让我们的婚姻非常快乐，非常美满。
So many people before they get married think about what will make our marriage very perfect and joyful.
就像在当时有时候结婚要用酒。
And at that time, at the wedding or wedding, there would be wine.
就是带给他们很多的快乐。
Which brought them many happiness.
酒从哪里来？当然酒从买的来，花钱去买的。
And where did the wine come from? They had to buy it with money.
那我们看第三节。
And let's look at verse 3.
第三节说酒用尽了。
Verse 3 says, and they ran out of wine.
这个酒用尽了是他们没有预料到的。
And when they ran out of wine, this was something that they did not expect.
在一个婚宴里面，在古代时代，酒用尽了，大概笑声也停止了。
And in the ancient times, when the wine ran out, perhaps the laughter and the joy also ran out.
那这个要怎么去解决呢？
And how could they solve this?
等他去买酒回来，大概婚宴已经散掉了。
If they went out and bought more wine, perhaps the wedding feast would have concluded.
我们人生就好像一场婚宴。
And our lives are like a wedding.
哦，所以每个人活着就是为着快乐。
And everyone lives for happiness.
所以圣经才说哦，往宴乐的家去啊，大家都想去。
And so the Bible says that everyone wants to go to a house of feasting.
哎呀，你怎么没有邀我去呢？
Why did you not invite me?
哦，大家都喜欢快乐的气氛。
Everyone likes a happy atmosphere.
但是往朝上的家去，没有很少人愿意去。
But no one wants to go to a house of mourning.
因为那是一个悲伤的场合。
Because it is a sorrowful atmosphere.
哦，所以我们就听到很少人说，哎，你为什么没有邀我去？
So not many people will ask, why did you not invite me?
哦，所以大家都要宴乐。
And everyone wants to go to a joyful feast.
因此我们会用很多的方法来预备不同形态的酒。
And so we use many different ways to come up with wine.
有的是真正用酒精的酒。
And some people use the physical and the real wine.
那这个酒喝多了会上瘾。
And if you drink lots of wine, you will become addicted.
那上瘾以后就变酒鬼啊。
And after you become addicted, then you
天天要喝酒
may become a drunkard, and then you will want to drink every day.
就被他控制了
and then you are controlled by it.
所以这是第一个人想要得到快乐的方法。
And so this is one method that people use to receive happiness.
那有时候酒喝了还不够好
and sometimes after they drink wine, they do not feel satisfied.
就用什么？用 drug 用药
and then they use drugs.
所以我们在看很多这个好莱坞的电影明星啊，到最后都死在 drug 里面。
And so we see many Hollywood movie stars die in overdose.
他们很有名啊，大家很崇拜。
And they are very famous, and a lot of people adore them.
这样满足吗？
But are they satisfied?
还是不满足啊。
They're still not satisfied.
特别离开众人的掌声的时候，很孤单啊。
Especially when they are away from the applaud of the crowd, they feel very lonely.
特别看到年轻的又上来，那个威胁感非常大。
And when they see the younger movie stars arise, they feel the threat is very strong.
回家就喝酒啊。
And when they go home, they drink alcohol.
酒不够刺激，就是用 drug.
And when excitement of alcohol is not enough, they turn to drugs.
那 drug 还不够刺激，就用强一点。
And when the thrill of drugs is not strong enough, they use something stronger.
那身体受不了就死了。
And when their body cannot handle it, they die.
所以有很多人虽然外在很丰盛，内心很空虚。
And so although many people outwardly are abundant, but within their hearts they are empty.
那有的人虽然没有喝这个酒精的酒。
And although some people do not drink alcohol.
在家里面预备很多的娱乐。
But in their homes, they have many entertainment.
那这个娱乐看多了以后我们也觉得说很多的电影片都是一直重复。
And if you watch many entertainment or movies, we will see that a lot of it is repetitive.
正在看的时候很刺激。
While you are watching it, it may feel very thrilling.
但是看完又觉得很虚空，我刚花了两个钟头，到底我得到什么？
But after you watch it, you feel very empty. I just spent 2 hours, and what did I receive?
这种娱乐当酒这样来消耗自己我发现也没有办法真的得到满足。
And to use entertainment as a form of wine cannot truly satisfy ourselves either.
所以这个酒用尽要很多的方式出现在我们的生活里面。
And so wine running out is manifested in different ways in our lives.
那酒用尽我们这个家庭的快乐就越来越少。
And when we run out of wine, the happiness in our family also diminishes.
如果夫妻在一起没有快乐痛苦比较多，那就是离婚的开始。为什么离婚率这么高？因为痛苦比快乐多。
If a couple is together and they do not feel happiness but feel suffering, this is the beginning of divorce.
那有的小孩子小小就搬出去家，因为他觉得在家里面没有快乐。
And many people at a young age move away from their home because they feel that they are not happy in their family.
所以很多的现象都在讲这个酒用尽了，常常在我们的生活中发生。
And so there are many signs that show that the wine runs out in our own lives.
那怎么办？
And what shall we do?
当我们人生失去了平安，失去了喜乐，要怎么办？
When we lose peace and joy in our lives, what shall we do?
那我们就看这个婚宴里面有主耶稣他怎么办？
And let us look at this wedding, how the Lord Jesus and what happened.
这里在提到主耶稣的母亲把这个问题带来找主耶稣。
Here it records that the mother of Jesus brought the problem to Jesus.
为什么这么多人都发现问题啊？没有一个人来找主耶稣。
Why is it that so many people realize the problem, but no one came to find Jesus?
因为圣经说主耶稣没有家型美容。
Because the Bible said that the Lord Jesus did not have a good physical appearance.
他不会让你看了想要再看一眼。
No one would want to take another look at him.
那主耶稣在木匠的家庭。
And Jesus was born into a family of carpenters.
所以他穿的衣服也不是豪华，很贵重的。
And so the clothing that he wore was not very exquisite.
那一个什么外在条件都没有，在一个婚宴里面，当然不会受到注意啊。
And because he did not have any outward appearance, of course, he would not receive much attention in the wedding.
但是主耶稣的母亲，她知道主耶稣是谁。
But the mother of Jesus knew who Jesus was.
因为她从怀孕那一天，天使告诉她，你要从圣灵怀胎。
Because from the day that she was pregnant, she knew that she would conceive from the Holy Spirit.
所以她知道她怀的这个胎，就是圣灵来的，就是神要借着她生下来成为一个救主。
So she knew that the Holy Spirit conceived him within her and that he would be born.
因此现在酒用尽了，大家都发生问题，大家都看到了，那怎么办？
And so when the wine ran out, everyone saw the problem, but what shall they do?
没有人能够解决。
No one could solve this problem.
耶稣的母亲就把这个带来找主耶稣，因为她知道他就是神。
The mother of Jesus brought this matter to the Lord Jesus himself because he knew that Jesus is God himself.
所以我们一个人，如果你觉得人生没有喜乐，你的婚姻没有喜乐，我们的家庭没有喜乐，要来找主耶稣。
So if we feel that we do not have any joy in our lives, in our families, in our marriage, then we must come to the Lord.
耶稣是神。
Jesus is God.
他是平安喜乐的泉源。
He is the source of peace and joy.
但是我们要从他得到平安跟喜乐，第一个先要把来找他。
But in order to receive his joy and peace, we must first come to him.
把我们的问题带来交给他。
To bring our problem and entrust it to him.
这个就是耶稣把水变成酒的开始。
This is the beginning of Jesus turning water into wine.
那主耶稣怎么办呢？
And what did Jesus do?
我们先来看第二章，约翰福音第二章。
Let's turn to John chapter 2.
第五节，请读。
Verse 5. His mother said to the servants, whatever he says to you, do it.
耶稣的母亲对这些佣人讲其实方法很简单，他告诉你做什么，那你就做什么。
And Jesus' mother instructed their servants something very simple. Whatever he says to you, do it.
有时候一个人发生困难好多人给不同的意见。
And sometimes when a person encounters a troublesome situation, many different people give different suggestions.
那一个人生病，好多人拿药，不同的药要给他用。
When a person is sick, many different people give him different medicines to use.
这个都是爱心，但是到最后你发现，那我到底要用什么药？
These are all acts of love, but at the end, we do not know which medicine to take.
那大家都给我建议，到底我要听从谁？
And everyone gives me suggestions. Who shall I listen to?
因为我们是人嘛。
Because we are humans.
但是当主耶稣他给的答案，
But when Jesus gives an answer,
他是从神来的。
He comes from God.
这个就是问题解决的方法。
And this is how a problem is solved.
所以他叫你做什么，你就做什么。
So whatever he says to you, do it.
那今天，我们如果生命有问题，婚姻有问题，家庭有问题，那怎么办？
And today, when our lives or our marriage or our family has problems, what shall we do?
就是酒用尽了，没有喜乐，怎么办？
When the wine runs out, we no longer feel joy, what shall we do?
就很简单，主耶稣叫我做什么，我就做什么。
It is very simple. Whatever Jesus tells me to do, I will do it.
那主耶稣在天上，他难道会开声对我讲说你要做什么吗？
And Jesus is in heaven. Will he open his mouth and say, this is what you need to do?
圣经说这个圣经就是神的话。
The Bible tells us that the scriptures or the words of God is from God himself.
要解决我们人生的问题，答案都在圣经里面。
In order to solve the problems in our lives, it is all the answers are recorded in the Bible.
因为日光之下没有新事。
Because under the sun there is no new thing.
我们现在发生的事情两千年前就发生过了。
Whatever happens to us today happened 2,000 years ago.
只是外表上有一点不一样，它的内容本质都是一样的。
Just outwardly it seems different, but the content and the essence is the same.
所以如果我们要让主耶稣让我们活得很快乐。
So if we want Jesus to give us a joyful life.
我就翻圣经，他叫我做什么，我就做什么。
Then we flip the Bible, and whatever he tells us to do, we do it.
那这个要信心。
And this requires faith.
我愿意相信他。
I am willing to believe him.
相信耶稣就是神。
I am willing to believe that Jesus is God.
他能解决我的困难。
He can solve all my problems.
他也愿意解决我的困难。
And he is willing to solve all my problems.
他解决的方式最好的。
And the method that he solves it is the best.
那有这个信心，我们才愿意听他的话。
And only when we have this faith will we be able to listen to him.
好，那主耶稣给他们的建议也是一般人想不通的。
And the suggestion that Jesus gave them is cannot be fathomed by men.
那耶稣叫他做什么？
And what did Jesus tell them to do?
第六节。
Verse 6. Now there were set there 6 water pots of stone, according to the manner of purification of the Jews, containing 20 or 30 gallons apiece.
这里说，有六个石缸摆在门口。
Here says that there were 6 water pots of stone.
那这个石缸要做什么？
And what are these water pots of stone for?
洁净的规矩，就是一个人要吃饭以前要先洗手。
As according to the manner of purification, that is before someone partakes in a meal, they must wash their hands.
那耶稣就说，把水倒在这个石缸里面。
And Jesus told them to pour the water into these water pots of stone.
到这里，他们也不晓得耶稣要做什么。
And at this time, they did not know what the Lord Jesus wanted to do.
第七节。
Verse 7.
耶稣对佣人说：“把缸倒满了水。”他们就倒满了，直到缸口。第八节。
Verse 8.
耶稣又说：“现在可以掏出来，送给管宴席的。”这个第八节就比较难相信了。
And verse 8 is very hard to believe.
刚刚倒进去不是水吗？
Didn't they just pour water?
那现在主耶稣说把它拿出来送给管宴席，那你要叫客人喝水啊？
Now Jesus said, draw some out now and take it to the master. Are you telling them to drink water?
所以圣经里面在讲主耶稣在做事方法，有时候我们没有办法了解。
And so when the Bible describes what Jesus does, sometimes we cannot understand it.
有一个渔夫叫彼得，他整晚打鱼都打不到。
There was a fisherman named Peter, and the whole night he could not catch any fish.
又疲倦，肚子又饿。
He was tired and he was hungry.
又失望，因为整晚都没有捕到。
And he was disappointed because for the whole night he could not catch any fish.
那耶稣就用他的船站在船上对岸上的人讲道。
And then Jesus used his boat to preach to the people on the shore.
那讲完道理，主耶稣就对彼得说：“你开船到水深的地方去。”
And after Jesus preached to the people, he told Peter to go into the.
耶稣是木匠的儿子。
So the Lord Jesus is the son of a carpenter.
所以捕鱼，耶稣是门外的门外汉啊。
So Jesus was not familiar with how to fish.
那彼得是职业捕鱼的人啊。
But Peter, his occupation was a fisherman.
一个门外汉指导职业的捕鱼人，而且昨天晚上刚好捕不，整晚都没有捕到，叫他下网捕鱼，我信得下去吗？
And someone who does not know much about fishing, instructs me who is a fisherman by occupation, can I listen to him?
以现在来讲，就是说外行指导内行。
And so today it is like telling someone out of an occupation to instruct someone who is a professional.
那什么叫做信心？
And what is faith?
我相信他讲的话有权柄。
I believe that his words has authority.
他说是就是，他说成就成。
He says yes and it will become yes. And he says it will be fulfilled and it will truly be fulfilled.
结果就抓了一船的鱼。
And then they caught a whole boat of fish.
装的两船的两船装的满满的。
And two boats were full of fish.
所以主耶稣的话带有权柄。
And so the words of Jesus carries authority.
那现在主耶稣叫他说，把水拿出去，拿出去给管宴席的。
And now here Jesus told them to draw some out and bring it to the master of the feast.
那 他就这样做了。
And so they did it.
哦，那发生什么事情？
And then what happened?
啊，我们看第九节、第十节经读。
Let's look at verse 9 and 10. Verse 9. When the master of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine and did not know where it came from, but the servants who had drawn the water knew, the master of the feast called the bridegroom, 10. And he said to him, every man at the beginning sets out the good wine, and when the guests have well drunk, then the inferior. You have kept the good wine until now.
啊，结果他一送到宴席一喝啊，这个是比以前的酒更好。
And this wine turned out to be better than the previous wine.
但是这个不是花钱去买的。
But this wine was not bought with money.
哦，那这个是水变成的酒。
And this was the wine that was turned from water.
哦，这个到底是什么意思？
And what does this mean?
有时候我们的人生啊，很平淡，好像是水喝水一样。
Sometimes our lives may feel a very simple, and it's like drinking water.
但是主耶稣可以把它变成更好的酒。
But the Lord Jesus can turn it into the better wine.
Yeah. 那这个水啊，就可以也是可以代表圣灵。
And the water can also represent the Holy Spirit.
我们每一个人活在这个世界上，我们的心好像一个石缸。
And every one of us, as we live in this world, our heart is like a water pot, or like water pots of stone.
要把这个水倒进石缸，这个石缸先要是空的。
In order to pour the water into these water pots, the water pot must first be empty.
你如果石缸里面放很多东西，水就倒不进去了。
If the water pot is filled with many things, then you cannot pour water into it.
那这个心呢？我们人的空心是空的，神就可以把他的灵浇灌在我们里面。
But when our hearts are empty, then the Lord can pour down His Spirit onto us.
好，我们现在看约翰福音。
Let's turn to John.
约翰福音的第七章。
John chapter 7.
约翰福音第七章。
John chapter 7.
37节。
Verse 37. On the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink."
38.
He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water.
39.
But this he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive, for the Holy Spirit was not yet given because Jesus was not yet glorified.
这里说主耶稣站起来高声说。
Here it says that Jesus stood and cried out.
就是有一个很重要的消息。
Means he had a very important message to proclaim.
人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。
If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink.
这个渴是什么？
And what is this thirst?
心灵饥渴。
It's our heart thirsting.
如果我们当过兵，我们就知道，一天没有吃东西没有问题，但是一天没有喝水受不了。
If we have been in the army, then we know that if we do not eat for one day, it is okay. But if we do not drink anything for one day, it is very difficult.
那这个心灵饥渴啊，一个表现就是常常觉得活得很无聊。
And a manifestation of our heart being thirsty is that we feel a very bored in our lives.
那这句话啊，现在越来越多人感觉到。
And many people experience this word.
上班很忙都不会觉得无聊。
They're very busy in their work, but they do not feel bored.
但忽然间放假三天。
But when they have vacation for 3 days,
不晓得要做什么。
They do not know what to do.
我觉得很无聊。
They feel very bored.
小孩子读书很认真。
And children diligently study.
忽然暑假放假两个月。
But when they are on summer vacation for 2 months,
哇，真的很无聊。
They feel so bored.
所以当父母要花很多的钱去买那个酒给他们喝。
And so as parents, they need to buy many different types of wine to let them drink.
不是真的酒了，就各种不同消磨时间的娱乐啦、game 啦，什么东西给他们做去做。
Of course, it is not real wine, but it is like game and entertainment for them to do.
那有的就跑到外面跟外面的小孩子混在一起。
And some of these children may play around with other children.
父母就非常的忧虑。
And the parents may worry.
所以人的心灵空虚，常常觉得很无聊。这怎么办？
And so what happens when a person's heart is thirsty and feels bored all the time?
主耶稣的答案很简单，不需要钱。
And the answer of Jesus is very simple. It does not cost any money.
水可以变酒。
The water can turn into wine.
那个水是什么？
And what is this water?
38节。
That's what it says in verse 38.
从他的腹中要流出活水的江河来。
Out of his heart will flow rivers of living water.
我们现在喝水是从外面喝进去的。
And when we consume water, we drink it from the outside.
但是这个水是活水。
But this water is a living water.
是从里面涌出来的。
It flows from within.
这个是最大的不同。
And this is the greatest difference.
那喝水，你喝一杯就是一杯。
And when you drink a cup of water, it is just one cup.
哦，但是活水就是一直涌出来，没有限量。
But this living water has no limit.
哦，所以哦，圣经里面这个活水哈，就是我们喜乐平安的泉源。
And so the Bible, when the Bible says living water, it is the source of our joy and peace.
所以三十九节。
So verse 39.
耶稣哦，这话是指着信他人要受圣灵说的。
But this he spoke concerning the Spirit whom those believing in him would receive.
所以这个神的灵就是活水。
And so the Spirit of God is the living water.
我们如果得圣灵，
when we receive the Holy Spirit,
一定会有一个感觉。
We will definitely feel something.
非常喜乐。
We will feel very joyful.
有人觉得一切世界上的苦闷忧愁啊，全委屈全部都被拿掉了。
And some people feel all of the sorrows and worries in life are all taken away.
而我们在祷告被圣灵充满。
When we pray and are filled with the Holy Spirit,
圣灵的果子第一个就是仁爱，第二个就是喜乐。
And the fruit of the Holy Spirit, the first manifestation is love and then joy.
我至少听过有两个见证啊，已经病到快要死的边缘了。
I have heard at least two testimonies where people were on the verge of death.
如果不是神迹啊，他们早就死掉了。
If it was not for a miracle, they would have died.
但是在最病重的时间是他们一生最快乐的时间。
But in their most ill and sick time, this was their most joyful time.
那这怎么有可能呢？
And how is this possible?
就是当一个人在病很严重的时候。
That is when a person is very sick and ill.
我们的心已经不会去想啊，我世界上多少钱，我银行多少钱，这个已经不重要了，这个快要过去了。
We will no longer think about how much money is in our bank because this will all pass away.
病到很严重的时候，我一直想就是，我可以不可以见到神？
When we are very ill, what we think about is whether we will be able to see the Lord Jesus.
所以有的花好几个小时跟神讲话，跟神祷告，唱赞美诗。
And so many people spend many hours talking to God and singing hymns
悔改
and repenting
圣灵充满
and are filled with the Holy Spirit
真的一种喜乐从内心一直涌出来
and a joy comes from within their hearts
所以圣经里面最怕的不是受苦
and so in the Bible the thing we're most scared of is not suffering
只要神给我们喜乐的心
As long as God gives us a joyful heart,
这个苦就不是很可怕。
Then the suffering will not be very scary.
那这个喜乐就是从圣灵的浇灌充满来的。
And this joy comes through the infilling of the Holy Spirit.
所以有时候我们的问题还没有解决。
So sometimes before our problem is resolved.
但是我们活得很喜乐。
But we live a very joyful life.
这个真的是神迹啊。
And this is truly a miracle.
所以一个人如果内心真的满足。
And so if a person is truly satisfied within their hearts,
我们就发现这样的人很自由。
Then these type of people are very free.
因为你吃饱了，你走过哪个地方去，你就不需要再吃什么。
Because when you are full, no matter where you walk to, you will not need to consume anything else.
但是如果没有吃饱，
But if you are not full,
很多事情就会引诱我们了。
Many things will tempt us.
那内心很充足。
And when our hearts are full,
你也不会去想喝酒。
We will not want to drink wine.
也不会去想用 drug.
And we will not want to take drugs.
有很多大家觉得很喜欢的事情，你觉得你不需要，而是不是不可以。
And many things that other people pursue after, you do not feel the need to pursue after.
这真的是很自由。
And this is true freedom.
所以酒用尽了，水倒在石缸，再拿出来，这个就是更好的酒。
And so when the wine ran out, but then the water was poured into the water pot and taken out, this was better.
人生有更美的满足。
And in our lives, there is a more beautiful satisfaction.
如果我们在家里一直 shopping 都没有办法满足，这个是心灵虚空。
If at home we continue to shop, then we may and not feel satisfied, this may be emptiness.
那以前是买 CD, 现在是 download, music 一直 download, 电影一直 download, 这个都是内心的空虚。
And in the past, it may have been CDs, or now downloading and many music, this may be a manifestation of emptiness.
花了好多的钱，花了好多的时间。
Spend much time and money.
还是口渴。
But you are still thirsty.
所以我们要回来用一个根本的解决。
So we need to return and solve the problem at its core.
主耶稣能够让水变成酒。
Jesus can turn water into wine.
在平淡的生活，因为圣灵充满，我们就过得很喜乐。
And in a simple life, because of the Holy Spirit, we will live a joyful life.
唱诗.
Let's sing him.
341.
341.
请坐.
Please be seated.
有一次学生灵会要结束的那一天。
Once at the concluding day of a student spiritual convocation,
有一对姐弟，他们两个在对话，哇，没有想到这么快就结束了。
There was a set of siblings talking to each other and could not believe how quickly the event had gone by.
他怎么会觉得这么快就结束了？
Why did they feel that the event passed by so quickly?
因为那一次灵恩会，他们两个得圣灵。
Because at that spiritual convocation, both of them received the Holy Spirit.
很认真祷告,
they prayed earnestly and they were filled with the Holy Spirit. And so they felt very joyful. And they felt it's so good to be here.
当我们享受在教会的时光啊，你就发现了，怎么这么快就结束了？
When we enjoy the time of being at church, we realize time passes by really quickly.
圣经里面说，有一道河要流过一座城，让这个城充满着喜乐。
The Bible tells us that there will be a river that flows through a city, and the city will be filled with joy.
那个城就是神的居所。
And the city is the dwelling place of God.
神的居所就是教会。
And the dwelling place of God is the church.
那个教会有一道河流过去, 那个河就是活水的江河。
And there is a living water that passes through the church.
就是圣灵。
And that is the Holy Spirit. And so especially when we come to the true Jesus Church,
这是一个有圣灵有生命的教会。
This is a place with the Holy Spirit and life.
如果我们愿意把心门打开来,
if we are willing to open the door of our hearts,
让这个活水也流过我的内心,
and to let the living water flow through our hearts,
从今天开始,
starting from today,
我们会得到极大的满足。
We will receive a great sense of satisfaction.
而且今天会比明天好。
And today will be better than tomorrow.
今年会比去年好。
This year will be better than last year.
因为活水的江河流过我的心。
Because the living water flows through my heart.
所以这个是白白给我们的恩典，我们大家都可以体验到。
And this is a grace freely given to us, and all of us can experience this.
神爱每一个人。
God loves each and every one of us.
圣灵应许给每一个人。
And the Holy Spirit is promised to everyone.
每一个人都有机会。
And everyone has a chance.
但是我们愿意不愿意把心打开来。
But are we willing to open our hearts?
把嘴张开来，来赞美他，感谢他。
And are we willing to open our mouths to praise him and glorify him?
如果我们愿意。
If we are willing,
圣灵就要大大浇灌充满我们。
Then the Holy Spirit will fill among us.
我们现在要来祷告。
And now we are going to pray together.
我们跪下来代表对神的尊敬。
And we kneel down to show our respect towards God.
眼睛合起来，帮助我们专心。
And we close our eyes to help us concentrate.
第一句话，奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
And the first thing we say is, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray.
出声念一次。
And we say this once.
重复念, Hallelujah, 赞美主耶稣。
And then repeatedly say, Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
就是这么简单, 我们就可以体验到圣灵。
And it is this simple, and then we can experience the Holy Spirit.
当我们在讲 Hallelujah, 是要从心里面真的要向神赞美跟感谢。
And when we say Hallelujah, we must praise the Lord from within our hearts.
因为我们在拜神是用心灵跟诚实。
Because when we worship God, we worship him in spirit and truth.
所以我们最后要来祷告。
So lastly, we are going to pray together.
如果你想要求圣灵,
if you want to receive the Holy Spirit,
需要代祷,
and
you, 或者需要按手, 请我们都到前面来。
And if you need intercession or the laying of hands, please come forward.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray in one accord.